Episode 539, May 17th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
We are back after 2 weeks off, or I guess 1 week off, but it's been 2 weeks since this show. You, Joe, went to Disney World.
Two big trips.
We had the Ocean City condo. And hey, if you're not on the Boner Show, you're not a Patreon yet, dude, this is the week, because one of us had a pretty big personal announcement.
You know what's weird is that we had a show, I'm like, man, that's a really good show. And then one of us dropped the, wasn't me, obviously. One of us drops a bombshell at the end.
Yes.
That I wasn't expecting. And that was another. I went back and I actually listened to that and then I played it for Katie.
It was the icing on the cake. We'll use that phrase.
Oh, Ariel. Ariel's in chat. I was going to say hi.
Love you, Ariel.
Yeah. Chat tonight. They were missing us.
We weren't going to talk about this, but I thought this was an interesting the Mount Rushmore of phrases, sayings everyone knows. Icing on the cake.
God, you mean like
bit
cliche?
Off more than he could chew.
Cliche,
yes.
Gosh, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Icing on the cake.
Working hard or hardly working.
Icing on the cake is on it.
I mean, there's a billion of those.
I know.
This couldn't possibly be discussed.
Okay. I want people to think about it.
I need to prepare for this.
Okay, I want to throw it out there for later.
I don't know that I have to use it.
You don't say icing on the cake?
You know how somebody says no ifs, ands, or buts?
Yes.
You know what my friend Larry says?
What?
No ifs, ands, or maybes. Have you ever heard that, Robbie? Ifs, ands, or maybes?
No, but it's an appropriate twist on it.
Yeah.
And do you say dot your I's and cross your T's?
I do say that.
Okay.
I usually say I have need my I's dotted and my T's crossed. I definitely say that.
All right.
Is there something else you got there for me?
No, it's good.
But I do say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie, what do you say? Hit the ground running?
I don't use hit the ground running. There are a lot.
I do say 10,000 foot view, and I always hate saying that because I don't really know how high a plane, what height a plane flies.
Right.
It might be 20,000 feet, and I should be saying 20,000 foot view.
Pretty sure it's 20, closer to 20,000.
But you know what I'm saying. The point is that I'm not.
It's a bird's eye view. The same concept.
That's what I'm
going
to say from now on.
Yeah.
Just giving you a bird's
eye. Isn't 10,000, I'm pretty sure.
No, but either way, the point is, you know what I'm saying.
Welcome to the show. Where should we begin? Because you had the big Katie family Disney vacation. Of course, we had I finally went to Ocean City for the guys' weekend.
Yeah, and you guys told me that we have a new Jeremy song, too.
I guess we buried the lead. Jeremy's not dead. Because the last show we talked about him.
I didn't say
COVID.
We had a song from Jeremy. I said we had a Jeremy song.
That's true.
It could be about his demise.
Well, that song will go number one then.
Number one in my world for sure. Actually, Jeremy in chat right now.
I guess he's alive.
There's a big documentary out right now about David Berkowitz, the son of Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person I thought about was, you know, Jeremy Woodworth, and if he feels slighted. Because he's the...
No, he's John Wayne Gacy.
That's what I'm saying. If you're slighted that his guy...
But there's one of those out, too.
There is?
Yeah.
I guess I should watch that. Is that guy dead, John Wayne Gacy?
I think they're all dead.
No, David Berkowitz is alive.
No, he's dead to me.
Well, yeah, probably dead to a lot of people.
Brian Dennehy's dead, right?
Yes, Dennehy is dead.
And he played him.
And he died in Tommy Boy.
He did die in Tommy Boy. Yeah, didn't he die in First Blood, or were they arrested in First Blood?
No, I don't think he did die in First Blood.
That's his best role, right?
I mean, he really needed to, he was wrong. All he had to do was let the guy walk through
town.
Yeah, that was a dumb. That was a big mistake.
Let him go on his way.
That was a big mistake.
Huge mistake.
If he looks back on his career,
yes.
He's like, that's where I fucked
biggest
up.
Biggest regret.
Yes, when I didn't let John Rambo walk through town and he murdered everybody. I never should have done that.
But think about the effect of that. Think of all the people that died in Rocky, Rambo 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The first one's called First Blood. Yeah. Then it was Rambo?
Rambo.
Yes.
That was the second one.
Right.
Oh, was that what the second one was called? Yeah, you know what I remember about? I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell a story about the second Rambo
First Blood Part 2.
That movie.
Yeah, long title.
Okay, let me tell you a story. I met a girl who was a friend of, was the daughter of my dad's friend.
Yes, you've talked about her before on the show.
Okay. Have I ever told this story? Maybe I haven't.
About you going to the movies with Dean?
Yeah, I did tell her already.
You did tell that story.
I forgot.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm telling
it
again.
Well, you can tell it again.
Sure, here we go.
She was really cute, by the way.
She was cute. And I'm going to tell you another story about this same girl, which is so dumb. Okay, anyway, this girl was cute.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's cute and she was built. Anyway, so I have to muster the courage. I'm not a guy who can just, I don't have game then.
No.
Right? I'm in the 11th grade. My friend's driving. I'm not.
When did you have game?
God, did I ever have game?
Well.
No, I did. Actually, I did get game.
You got Katie.
I did. I got it way later in
right.
life.
You didn't have it in 14 or 15 or 16.
Good God. I was 15 and I did not have it. Anyway, well, this girl, I got up the nerve to call her and ask her out.
Wow.
Here's what I said. I go, hey, your parents are coming over. Do you want to go to the movies? My friend Dean, I'm going with my friend Dean and his some girl he's taking, whatever. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, cool. Well, I said you is plural. Her sister came. I went with five people to the movie, okay? I guess and maybe she was not clear. Who knows if she was clear or not? I don't know. Maybe she's like, God, I don't know whether or not to ask.
That probably helped you, though. It took the pressure off.
No, because my friend Dean had a Chevette, and we all had to cram in there.
Okay.
And we went to see that movie, Rambo First Blood 2. That's what we saw. And a girl, I don't know anything. I take a girl to a movie. About 1,000 people are murdered. Right?
Right, right.
Okay, so that was the first thing. The second thing is, by the way, this girl was adorable. And I was like, I went down to the beach with my friends, and I go, hey, we're going to be down the beach. If you get a free day, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
She came down. I blew her off. I don't. Why'd I do that? I want to hang out with my friends or whatever. I'm like, I'm
did
not.
Did you call her adorable?
I didn't know to do that.
I don't
that
know if that's a Ariel's a hot chick. If a guy says you're adorable, is that compliment, or is that a weird
Well, I'll tell you this. Phrasing. I meant it as a compliment.
Oh, no, I know you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, the point is that, God, what's the matter with me? She comes all the way down. I go, oh, well, we were getting ready to do this, that, and the other. She goes, oh, I'll just go to the beach, and I just never saw her. I avoided her. Yeah. How? Let me tell you another story.
How adorable of you.
This is another Ocean City story. God, this is horrible, too.
I like it already.
So there's this unit next to us. There's that now that there's a building that was built, but before there was a little grassy area, and then there was another building. I think, remember there's two like twin buildings, Robbie? One's called the Debonair, and the other one's called something else. Anyway, there was a bunch of girls staying in that place. We go over there. Awesome. I stay up all night with this girl. I didn't have sex with her, but, you know, we make
I
out.
Believe you.
Whatever. You know, I make out with her, blah, blah, blah. Well, the next day, I'm trying to do better. I'm a dick. I'm a kid. I don't, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I avoid her. By the way, she's staying one unit away. She's staying one unit away.
Very convenient.
And I'm avoiding her the whole
time. It's hard to do.
The whole time. Anyway, the last day, she sees me. And she comes. She's coming to tell me off. That's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. She's
how old are you again?
I mean, at this point, I'm
37?
No, I'm probably, I'm probably 21, right. 22, right? She's coming. She's coming to tell me off.
She's coming, folks.
She comes up and she starts going off. You know, I was, and I go, hey, listen, let me talk. I go, I've been really sick.
So you lied.
And I've been in this unit the whole time. And honestly, I was couldn't believe you wouldn't even come over to check on me. Your first instinct.
Wow.
You
try to make her feel good.
God, I destroyed this girl. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I go, listen, whatever. It just didn't work out, whatever. And by the way, I didn't need to do that. I could have just taken my medicine.
Robbie, get her on the show.
I could have just taken my medicine, and I could have just gone home.
Or you could have just said you were sick and not made her feel like shit for not
seeing. I told the truth.
Nah, it's hard to
do. I'm sorry I was unkind.
Right.
Goodbye. But I didn't. And that girl left thinking that she blew an opportunity with this very nice guy that she met one night.
Anyway. Here's my Ocean City story, Rob.
Okay.
So in unit 202 was a mother and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they started yelling down at me. I was out down on our balcony. And they said, hey, come up and have tequila shots with us. And so they were going to teach me how to do tequila shots with the lime and the salt. And
sounds great.
Yeah, it was. But I got so wasted.
Ah, yeah.
I was a rookie. And then,
yep.
But the best part is we were going to take a walk down Coastal Highway.
You and the mother and the daughter?
No, just me and the daughter. Just
oh,
me
not
and
the
daughter.
Mother. Okay.
And they and I tried to remember there used to have that big cow and a buffalo in front of Buffalo Bob's show.
Yeah. I thought it was just a cow with sunglasses. There was a buffalo there too.
There was a big buffalo there.
Okay.
And I tried to climb on top of it.
I remember that.
Guess what? They greased that thing so people won't do that.
So you did. You,
I was.
Was that going to impress? Was that the idea?
Hold on a second, Robbie. I just got.
I was super drunk.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're clear on this. You believe that they go out and they grease that buffalo every? Is that what you were trying? That's the story.
No, 100%. I know that.
Could
it
have just
fact.
Have been slick?
Naturally
because you just
slick?
Said you got so hammered that
no.
you could. Okay, I'm just making
I
sure.
I had grease all over my clothes. They literally put grease on it. And then, of course, obviously.
A drunken, greasy Robbie Robinson.
Yes. It was not a successful night for me, Rob.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But I'm just saying, in order for this story to be true, some employee every night has to go out and grease that giant buffalo.
Doesn't that make it more dangerous?
It seems like that would be just impossible to do.
I don't think you have to grease it every day. I think you just have to grease it once or twice a season.
Who knows about greasing buffalo, fake buffaloes?
Yes, can anybody corroborate that story? Real quick from chat, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Jeremy said Dennehy was great in Cocoon. That's true.
That's true.
He was great in Cocoon.
You won't get sick. You won't get any older, and you won't ever die.
Okay.
Look at this.
Real quick
Dennehy
about.
Show.
Real quick about.
Ariel's never heard of Brian Dennehy.
Probably not. Real quick
that
about.
That was Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, but you know Wilford Brimley, when he filmed Cocoon, look it up, is younger than I am right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He is younger than I am right now when he filmed Cocoon. When he filmed Cocoon.
Angela Bassett's the same age as on the Golden Girls, the oldest Golden Girl was when that started shooting.
You mean the oldest of the
Estelle
three?
Estelle Getty?
No, not Estelle. You mean the three. Because there was
What's
a mom.
What are the characters' names?
There's Blanche. There's Betty White, whatever her name was. And then there's Maude. What's her name, Robbie?
It's the other one.
Estelle Getty?
What's her character name?
Well, Estelle Getty.
Sophia.
The mom?
Estelle Getty.
61.
Estelle Getty played the oldest person, but she was actually the youngest person, if I recall correctly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's.
Well, 61 is the age.
Anyway, so here we go from chat. Apparently adorable, not really a compliment. That's what Ariel
all
said,
right.
Okay?
Then you are not adorable at all.
Steve Miller said, I assume it's Steve, maybe it could be Drew, said Joe's got game, he says. I just think he's
all
being
right.
kind. I never felt that way. Scott,
maybe he's saying you could have hit it.
Scott Bergson, what a reversal. Meaning talking about me flipping the script on that girl, which I never should have done.
Classic reversal.
He also said Joe should have given her the cutting board. and then Benchwarmer finally said, get this Grease Buffalo employee on the phone. That person is probably dead at this point. I mean, it depends on if it was the manager or not.
That's good, but that's too long to be the title of the episode.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was the 80s, and that place is long
right.
gone.
This isn't even among the things we were supposed to talk
about. Well, since we're on Ocean City, I guess we should talk about Ocean City, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of the stories worth telling. I will say this. I had
a
story.
Let's see if Rob had a good time or not.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I had a great time.
Yeah, it's fun.
I did. Now,
will you go again?
I will go again, but I need to make some changes. So, first of all, it was Friday to Sunday was when I was planning on going. And then everybody, like the day before, said they were leaving Thursday night. And then Joe's like, I want to hear why Rob's not going Thursday. I was like, I don't know. We planned, because I planned for 2 months to go Friday. And I just thought that was funny that I finally agreed, and yet it still wasn't good.
Yes,
enough.
No, and, yeah. And I always said, it's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
You and Gary have similar lives in that you have the most freedom. If you didn't book a show,
right,
you have the most freedom. Gary's retired. You guys have the most freedom. And when Gary's like, hey, I think the earliest I can pick you up is 5. Well, that's, I work, so that's fine with me.
Right.
But I don't like him acting like he's busy. He can do whatever the hell he wants, whenever he wants it. And of course, at 5:15, he's like, I'm leaving now, which is fine. I don't give a shit, but don't act like you're busy. But for you, I was like, well, what are you doing and that you can't come? And you actually had a reason. So that
It was awesome, but it got a little perilous because I had to go to 5 gas stations Thursday night to get gas to be able to drive down Friday. Because, I mean, I could have went, you know, risked it and tried to make on the way find gas. But at that, you know, it seemed a little risky. But I was able finally to find gas. But no, I had it. But, you know, one of the reasons I didn't want to go Thursday night, other than I had some conflicts, is I knew that I would get there and I would get super drunk. And then I would get super drunk Friday and Saturday.
But and I only thought one person got super drunk.
If you don't think I got super drunk.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I probably hide it well. But like physically, like I'm still recovering.
There was somebody so much more drunk than you that.
Yes.
And that's who had my focus. So I'm not going to say any names, but
right.
So I will say this about the game that we play.
I paced myself with the drink. I tried to start later, but I can't drink like I used to. So I had no exercise, no vegetables, and ate poorly all week, and I'm still feeling it on Monday.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Yeah, I was feeling it too, but just from lack of sleep.
Yeah, I didn't sleep that well, not because of the accommodations, because of just...
Yeah, yeah.
If I didn't do any exercise or eat right or drink too much, I wake up. It's just like, you don't drink well, super drunk.
You know, that's another
sleep
thing.
Sleep well.
So I made a
mistake. But I had a great time.
Yeah. I have stories to tell, but, well, let me say this. We play a $200 buy-in game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we play. I think we're allowed to say that, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
And there's usually 8 people at the table, right? I don't think there was ever more than 8. So that means that there's $1,600 in the game, but if you lose all your money, you buy back in.
Right. Or you lose half, you buy back in.
Right. And that happens all the time where you chip up or whatever. At one point, Frank Push, he was also down
Frank,
at the beach.
Frank
he came
showed
by,
up, surprise guest.
He came by, and I showed him the bank, because I was the bank, and there was about $4,300 in the bank.
Yeah.
In a $200 buy-in game.
Yeah,
it's probably the biggest
real
game.
Money.
It's probably the biggest game we've ever played.
Yeah.
And there was one person whose name I will not say, that lost. We are trying to speculate, but we think that this person lost about $2,500.
Yeah, I feel pretty good for losing 150. So,
well, I mean, here's the thing, and Rob's a good player. I'm not just saying that. I would also say if you weren't a good player, and you could argue that there's nobody really better than you at the table.
Well, I'm also, when I started losing, well, I only really made one big mistake, but that was, I was also really tired and drunk, so that probably affected. And the thing with poker psychologically, it's like, when you get nothing, over 3-4 hours, when you finally get something, you value it more than you should.
And not, but that the other problem is that if you're just mucking your cards all day, then when you have something, it's hard to get anybody in there because you haven't been playing.
Right.
If anybody's even noticing that,
right.
Except me. But you are, I would consider, after, we have a friend, Phil, who's
you're a better poker player than me.
I don't know if that's true or not, but you and I are the next tier down after Phil.
Yeah, yes.
There's nobody that's way better than us.
Correct.
Other than Phil, who's way better than us.
Yeah, who wasn't there.
Yes. He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. By the way, the last time we did that, Phil came and I lost a bunch of money.
Yes.
Because you can't play for, you know, 72 hours and Phil's there. He'll figure out the game and he'll win, take it.
There are bluffs that I make in games, either online or in our home game, where I bet enough on the river. I miss, but I bet enough where most people fold. Phil and this other guy, Drew, we never talked about, is a good player.
Yeah.
They always call me. They know.
Okay.
They know.
Okay.
So I can't, those are the guys I'm like, I can't do that bluff. It'll work on other guys.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that I had our friend Tony bought a box of coffee.
Yes.
And I drank it.
Yeah.
And I had it, one time I made a bet and it wasn't a bluff. It was a real bet. And I was shaking.
Because of the coffee.
And I, now, who knows, but the guy right. who lost all the money called.
Yeah.
And I took it down, but I don't know if that actually helped me right. or not.
I think you were about to describe the argument. Was that what you were doing?
No, I wasn't okay. going to describe that, but
there was a little bit of an argument.
Yeah, there was one argument. I will tell you what bothered me about that argument. I might even have been wrong. Seriously, I might even have been wrong. Here, I'll tell you what it is. It's not going to interest you, Robbie, but I'll just go briefly what the argument was. The person that had lost all that money wanted to chip up higher than the low stack at the table. And the low stack over at the table was over the initial buy-in. And there was some discussion of whether or not that was a fair thing to be able to do. He wanted to buy in for over double it.
Yes.
So what happened was the person who had the low stack looked at me and said, no, they weren't okay with it. So I started defending them.
Right.
Okay? So when I start defending the person that said it's not okay, they quieted down.
Right.
And then my other friend Ken starts shitting on me. So that's when I start getting upset because I'm like, wait a second. Wait a minute. Uh-uh. I'm defending somebody. By the way, you think I gave a shit if he chipped up to 400? I had $1,000 behind me, right?
No. But so, it became you had to hold your ground, and now you were mad that
point,
somehow you
well,
were.
Well, then I was also mad because he goes, well, let's ask the table. And he goes to the first guy, he goes, are you worried about 400? When he said that, I'm like, hold on, I'm not worried.
Right.
That's not it. I'm not worried about the 400, okay? He goes, all right, well, if it's your home game, I'll just leave. I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever. By the way, you know what he did? Eventually, there's an amount that he could chip up to, and so did the low stack. He lost that. Then we let him buy back in for 500. He lost that too. So let's not act like I didn't. What if he chipped up to 1,000? You think he was going to start winning?
But
no.
Let's talk about the MVP of the weekend, former show announcer Tim Moran.
Yeah,
who was hilarious. I believe Tim is very foul with his jokes, and Joe would say Robbie because Joe brought Oscar. And Joe would say, hey, Tim, pet Oscar. He goes, I don't pet dogs. I fuck them. You know,
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
So he would just be hard. But Tim won the most money.
Yeah.
And he also talks the most shit.
I love it, too, yes. By the way. Yes.
And when he wins, he just acts like you're the shittiest player.
Yeah, yes.
Even if he just got completely lucky, took no skill.
I love it.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. He was calling me, you know, sometimes you have an all-time dealer. And I screwed up the deal
a couple times.
A
dealer at a casino.
Yeah, an all-time dealer. And he was calling me the never-time dealer.
Yes, because you made one mistake.
Yes, but whatever. No, he was great. One thing that did bother me, okay? So I told a story, okay? And everybody starts shitting on me. Like, it's not a good story.
Right.
Now, I can tell stories. I'm not somebody who can't tell stories. So, Rob, I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
And you tell me. I was going to tell it to Robbie. That's right. You said you weren't paying attention.
Well, when you were telling this story, I wasn't paying attention. And then people started shitting on you. So right. I just joined
And that's
in
fine.
With
I don't
them.
Care about that.
I took their side.
But I want to know if this story was worth telling. All right. Okay.
I like fucking with my Joey.
That's Tim right there. Okay. So we go to Pizza Two Ghosts, which, by the way, Tim dominates all the food.
Yes.
We had to drive to Delaware to get breakfast.
We went to Delaware to have fucking omelet.
Eggs, yes. Like,
we
can't get them.
37 places that serve the same thing.
It was no better than Denny's. Yeah. We're in another state. Okay. Anyway, so we go to Pizza Two Ghosts, which is Timmy's favorite place, right? And we walk in, and they go, hey, all we have is water, but we have 2 liters. I'm like, oh, all right, well, we just drink a 2-liter then, right?
Sure.
And she goes,
you're eating there?
Yeah, we're eating there. She goes, oh, well, we don't have any cups. Okay, that's the story that she thought I would just drink out of a 2-liter. About right. So that's a good story, right? So I'm
that's
telling.
That's funny.
Of course it's funny. I know it's funny, right? So I start telling that story about the lady that didn't tell me they didn't have cups. She thought I was going to drink out of it. We told her we were eating there, by the way.
Right.
And now she thought I was going to just suck on a 2-liter. Okay. So I knew it was great. Anyway, great.
It's good.
Good. You know, okay. I knew it was funny. It was
yes.
worth telling.
It was worth telling.
And as soon as I started fucking telling it, these motherfuckers just destroyed me. But I knew it was a good story, so I stood by it.
But we played miniature golf. I would like to do a pace myself next time. I didn't get to go to Touch of Italy. We went, but it was
too packed. Yeah.
Reservations. I like to go to that Jewish deli.
Yes, Rosenfels.
I would have liked to have spent a little more time for me to.
Well, come Thursday.
Yeah.
Gary and I went to...
I have to pace myself, do more things. I never saw the beach. I just want to see it. I just want to see the water.
You never
I don't need
saw
to go
it.
In. I just want to get close enough to see it. By yeah. the way, you can walk. It's like a 30-second walk. I can see it from your place. It's not like it's far.
Yeah, you just mentioned something.
I spent a lot of time just sitting at a table playing poker.
Yeah, you just mentioned something that I wanted to comment on, and now I can't remember what it was.
Let's take a break. You'll remember. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Next performance, May 30th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I do remember what I was going to say.
Perfect.
You mentioned that we played miniature golf. Now, this is Gramps hates this rule.
Okay.
But, and Robbie will tell you. Robbie, without exaggeration, how many times have we played the miniature golf course across the street from where we live?
Or
where
hundreds of times.
That's what I said. I mean, sometimes we'll go and we'll play it multiple times a day. So I played it so many times, right? Now, my dad, he doesn't like to be in the sun. So we play the indoor more than we do the outdoor. Plus, there's no weight.
Right.
So I'm probably as good as Tiger Woods on the indoor, right? I would say. But I said, if we play the indoor, I'm going to kill you guys. We'll play the outdoor, right?
It was also a nice day. And
it was beautiful out, yes. We witnessed
them take the sign off of the door that says mask requirement.
Yeah, yeah, we saw it. Took a video of it.
Did you post that, Rob?
I will.
Okay, so, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, everybody's going to shit on you probably. JL.
Yeah, I know. JL loves masks as much as you love Oscar.
Yeah. He'll wear them regardless. He was wearing them before the pandemic.
Yeah.
JL Covan is such a fucking troll.
So,
whether JL was mad that someone had the masks below their nose on an Amtrak.
Dude, before
you made $500,000 last year. Fucking rent a car and drive down if you're that worried about COVID.
Yeah, I'll tell my story about the golf, but I went into Royal Farm today, and I said, hey, do I have to wear a mask? And they go, no. So I go in there and I buy whatever I'm going to buy. And I noticed all three people have their mask on, but they all have them down under their nose.
Right. Can you get moisture in your nose, molecules, viruses? Is that possible?
I go, when do you guys don't have to wear a mask? And one guy goes, I'm going to keep my mask. I go, why? He goes, I don't want to get COVID. I go, but you have it below your nose. He goes, I have to breathe. I was like, all right, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, that's the Royal Farm in Linthicum, if you guys want to, Linthicum, Maryland, if you want to check that out. But anyway, Robbie, what's the rule that Dad hates? What's the rule he hates?
The house rule is if you get the free game at the end, you win the whole game.
I hate that rule, too.
Yeah, it's fine to hate it. It's fine, but it is the rule.
Okay.
And by the way, that hurt me. I'm the one that got hurt by it because I had won the game, and of course that went in, and I thought about that. But I'm like, when's the last time that Dad's won? So he should love the rule.
Well, that gives him the one shot. What happened was, I haven't played miniature golf in, like, I don't know, I said 10, but it's at least 5.
Right.
And you've played this. I've clearly never played this course.
Yes, I was telling everybody where to hit it.
Right.
Yeah.
You were helping. And I actually had a two-shot lead, Robbie, where basically Joe and I had the same.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 12 holes, we had basically the same score every hole, except I had 2 hole-in-ones. He had none.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Been there.
It just, I was, for about 5 straight holes, two. And he couldn't catch up. And then I'll say that I choked. That's fair enough.
Well, you had a 4 when I had a hole, my first hole in one.
We had a huge swing.
Yeah, I just immediately went ahead. And then you had a bad second hole.
And then the 18th hole was one shot down. Joe was going first. He gets a hole in one because clearly I'm eliminated.
Yes, and then, of course, I lost in the rule that my dad hates.
What was your final score, Rob?
I think it was like 35, 36. They're good scores.
I don't remember.
No, I'm good for a 35 or 36 on that.
Yeah, I felt like there was a couple shots I wish I took back, but... You know, I think considering that you've played it 1,000 times, I'm better than you.
Yeah, you should have.
But then your friend Scotty, who was in third the whole time, made the 19th hole hole-in-one, and then he won the game.
Yeah, he did. And I don't know that you're better. We make our putts. Yeah. We make the everything you're supposed to make, we make.
True.
So that's really all you can do.
Yeah.
And then the hole-in-ones are the key after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway, so
but it was a great time. Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to next year.
I wish you'd won money because I felt like you and I were enjoying ourselves more than anybody else. We were also sitting.
Oh, I had a great time.
We were also sitting next to Tim.
When the person that was really drunk was being super loose, I never had any hands that, you know, because I've been in that situation with that person at our friend Gary's where I was down 100 and an hour later, I'm up 500.
Yeah, you just have
that.
To wait.
Right. But like, I can't force. You know, that all you need is an above average hand, and then, but I couldn't. I just, it wasn't in the cards, pun intended.
Steve Miller says in chat, Joe talks shit to little kids when he plays mini golf. I did. I was talking to the other about you guys. Yes. Right. I was like, hey, watch this. These guys are going to choke again. Here, yeah, yeah. The whole, everybody was involved. There's also a big guy, and he made a shot, and I go, I shit on him. You remember that?
No.
And then I go, he didn't hear me, and I go, that's probably a bad idea. let me not do that.
Right.
I was feeling myself, too. I didn't go over there completely sober, let's put it that way.
But it was a great time. If you've never hung out with Joe when there's music playing, every third song he'll say, hey, you know who loves this song? And then I never know, and then he'll just tell you who. But that's, you love doing that.
I do love it. Rob said to me, I'll bet you, without exaggeration, Robert 50 songs you never heard before. Do you think that's true?
50 is a lot.
Is it not?
Well, what were you playing that you think that I would have never? Definitely were some.
I mean, all that Midnight Oil stuff, all the stuff.
Beds Are Burning.
Right, but you don't know Power of the Passion, do you?
No,
right. You don't know.
I don't know a lot of Smith stuff.
They play every James song they played. I know you're Raid, right. But you don't know Sit Down. You don't know Ball of Frustration.
You kept calling for a song that I don't think I know.
They did. You know what song I was calling? Well, Robbie would never guess this in a million years. We also play, there's certain bands they always play when we're down there. One of them is Tears for Fears.
I know some Tears for Fears.
Sure you do. Head Over Heels, you know Shout, right?
Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Sure. And they, the song I love by them is Break It Down Again. Do you know that song, Robbie?
Possibly. It
right.
doesn't ring a bell.
The only time I hear it is when I'm there.
Was it played?
It was played at the end, yeah.
Okay.
It finally got played. But yeah, there was a lot of Smiths, a lot of Morrissey. A lot of deep stuff that doesn't, you know.
You played some stuff. I love that. And I hadn't heard in a long time that Stereo MC song, Connected.
Oh, yeah,
it's been
a
while since I heard that.
Yeah, it was all new wave, basically, is what was played. There was some heavy metal played early.
Yeah.
Did you know that stuff?
A little bit
Judas
of it.
Judas Priest and the Iron Maiden.
Not a lot of that stuff is in my wheelhouse.
Maybe 50 is a lot, but it was a lot of songs.
I bet you it's 25.
Yeah, it was a lot. But the only time I hear those songs is when I'm around those people.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, oh, this person loves that.
There was definitely some song that Tony was like, that Around the Outside thing, not the Eminem song.
Oh, Buffalo Girls?
Yeah, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, that's actually a R&B old.
Yeah,
R&B
no,
song, yeah.
That stood out as a song that I might know that I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but the Level 42, we played some Level 42.
Never
even
heard of that.
Yeah. Do you know what song we played by Level 42, Robbie?
Yeah. The title was on the tip of my tongue and it flew away.
Something About You.
Something
right.
About
yeah,
You.
That's a great song.
I played a Queen song.
You don't know that song, Rob? Something
I'd
About
to,
You?
I'd have to hear it.
Yeah, Rob played a Queen song I didn't know.
Yeah, I Want to Break Free.
You don't know that song, Jim?
Maybe I do. I guess I didn't. I heard it.
I Want to Break Free.
Well, now that
you just
do
sound
your
like
version.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Did Freddie Mercury just get reincarnated? Anyway, whatever. Let's tell stories.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time. So I also went to Disney. Okay. Now, two stories. Let me tell my COVID story first. Since we already told the story.
You got COVID? It's a small world?
About the masks. Hey, yeah. I heard today that it's lucky to take water from the It's a Small World ride.
It's lucky?
That's what somebody I work with in my day job told me, but one of the high ups.
Okay.
He said, are you taking any water? I go, fuck, no, I didn't take water.
What's wrong with you?
It's disgusting.
What do you mean take it? You just do
I guess
drink
what
it?
What do I care about?
You just
vial?
Carry her?
Yeah. Don't they find that when you come into the...
You put it in your 2-liter bottle.
Why do you have a vial? you should be cracking this? Right. I don't know how you get water. What do you just... Got,
I don't know.
Do you take a water bottle? And
I guess.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. But I did not do that. But we were in the line for the last ride that we went on for the whole trip. It's the Rise of the Resistance. I doubt you guys have been on it, even if you've been to Disney, because it's new and you can't get on it. You have to. You can't wait in line to get on it. You have to reserve a spot. They do it, I think it's 7 a.m. and 1 a.m.
So that's the must, that's the new sensation, the must ride.
Right, but you can't wait in line and get on it. And it's long. It's like 20-something minutes long, the ride. No, it's a great ride.
That's awesome.
Anyway, Disney, they make you wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay? You're outside.
Right.
I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
I have a mask on. Okay, now.
It makes no sense scientifically.
It makes, well, forget even scientifically. Mm-hmm. The people that are there are the people that, you're not at Disney World if you're worried.
Of course not.
It's the last place you'd be.
Right.
With just wall-to-wall people, you right. wouldn't be there. So not only am I safe, I couldn't be any safer, but I'm with a bunch of like-minded people. But I'm wearing my mask, you know why? Because I follow the rules. If those are the rules, I wear them, right? So we're on the very last ride, and they have yellow strips saying, please stay behind this line, because they want to make sure people are 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. Nobody is obeying this. Nobody, because nobody gives a shit.
Right.
Everybody knows we're outdoors. Everybody knows we're vaccinated. Everybody knows this. We don't have to worry about this. Except the very last ride, there's a girl being pushed in a wheelchair. So I have a little sympathy because she's in a wheelchair, right?
How old is she?
It looks like her in 30s.
Okay.
Possibly could be the lower end of 40, but probably 30s.
Right.
And, of course, she looks back and goes, can you stand behind the line?
Did you say it like that?
Well, I don't know.
Right.
Because I kind of only caught a little bit of it, but I do know because Katie said, well, not if, don't say it like that.
She said that? Yeah.
Well, not really. We're talking shit the whole rest of the line.
Right.
Because now this person, we hate them.
Right.
And they're 6 feet away from us, and we're complaining about them. Because, and this happened to me before, I told you guys when I got in a fight with a 90-year-old man, Marvin Mandel, former governor, because he goes, sit down at a Terps game. And I go, well, you have to be nice to me.
It's pre-COVID.
You can't just be a dick.
Right.
Way pre, 20 years ago. I go, you can't be a dick to me. But in this case, the problem is she's right. Those are the rules.
Yes.
So I can't, I mean, yes, fuck her, but you're supposed to do what she's complaining about.
Because if you're too close to her, outside, wearing a mask, somehow.
And vaccinated.
And vaccinated.
Yeah, what it's not that
right.
It's not that it's ridiculous, which it is. It's that it's the rule. What would happen? We went to the, if she complained, I would be the one to get in trouble, not her. So we stayed back, and we got on the ride. It was a great time, whatever. Anyway, we're leaving the park, and my nephew, shout out Watson, is screaming, right? And this lady's walking out, and she goes, man, a set of lungs on this guy. It's the lady that was in the wheelchair.
She's walking
out? No, she's not walking. She's, like, dancing.
Oh.
Okay, now,
bitch,
here's the thing. God, what an entitled fucking bitch, right? God, it's, ugh. So anyway, it's so annoying because I already knew what kind of person she is, but now she's a bad, look, if you're
rude,
if you're dumb, okay.
Right.
But if you're that, if you're riding around in a wheelchair and you can dance your way out of the park. By the way, Frank, my father-in-law, he's limping the whole time.
Because he had knee surgery or something, right?
He's had knee and back surgery.
Right.
And they
dumb
go,
cunt.
They go, hey, put him, I don't even know how that applies. I go, we're all saying, hey, Frank, you need to get a wheelchair. He's like, I'm not getting a wheelchair. I'm not going to be riding around in a wheelchair. By the way, we rode the Rock and Roll roller coaster, and there was a lady. By the way, there was somebody in line in the Rock and Roll for the Rock and Roll roller coaster, and she's probably 16 years old, and her shirt said Dream On. I loved it.
Nice.
It was one of the highlights of the trip. Anyway.
That's the highlight? You went to Disney? Seems like there should be more highlights.
I love it. Just made me feel so good
okay.
because it's the one ride. She bought the shirt to ride that ride,
gotcha.
And I saw her. Anyway, whatever. So we're, oh, God, I just lost. Oh, there's a lady. She pulls up in a scooter. They go, ma'am, you're not allowed to have a scooter in line. They put her in a wheelchair. She wheels through, and then she gets and rides the roller coaster. Goes upside down three times, and then she gets back in her wheelchair, and then she gets back on her scooter. Whatever. I don't care. She didn't get in line in front of me, so if that's what you want to do, God love you. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. But I will say this about the lines. There's one thing when you're waiting in line that you do not want to have to do. It's the one thing you do not want to have to do when you're in one of these lines to get on the ride. And what is that? Do you know?
Leave the line.
You don't want to leave the line.
For bathroom or anything.
You never want to leave the line. It's such a hassle. You got to go all the way. You have to tell people why you're getting in front of them. It's just so, hey, every single time we were in a line, someone from Katie's family had to get out of the line. It was so fucking stressful. No matter what, kid had to pee. Somebody forgot something. Ryan needed a drink. I'm like, guys, I don't even want to live with the stress. And I swear, but I wasn't stressed. And that's not true. I was a little bit stressed. But also, I was like, I will just get on this ride. I don't care if you find me. But well, it was so stressful that they were, like, I would be like, I'll just piss my pants. I'm not leaving this line.
Well, at some point, you just say, look, it's what am I going to do? I can't care about this because it's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, that you're right about that. But honestly, I swear I've never been more late. I was the most laid back by a factor of 10 over the next most laid back person.
I want to hear the Frank story because this is a good one, Robbie.
I will. But can I say one more thing about my brother and sister-in-law, who I love?
Sure.
I know I do. I love them. Me and my sister-in-law, we have a kind of a bond because we're the... We're the
outsiders.
Right. We're married into the family. We're married into the family. So
right.
We kind of are. We always have this little.
You can shit on the family.
Well, but she's the culprit. She's the one who I'm getting ready to shit on. And I love her, by the way. Those guys will take their phone. They'll put it down. It's gone. As soon as they put it down. I swear to God, every single time they put their phone, they go, where's my phone? Where's my phone? They're looking for their phone half the trip. They never know where their phone is. Man, they are so. It's so hilarious because for me, I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't even, 100 times I check my pockets for myself. I never stop checking to make sure, okay, I got this. These guys are like, oh, I guess I'll just, by the way, what they're willing to lose to get it back is right. Such a hassle.
From doing all these international trips, I'm checking for my passport constantly.
Nonstop. Sometimes I'll just hold it in the pocket.
I have a thing where it goes around my neck and I
yes,
have it. Yes,
I'm with you, dude. Mm-hmm. I cannot live that type of stress. But you have to be kind. But they are stressed. So they put it down. They lose it forever. And then
they get it, right? They find it.
Of course they find it. It's somewhere. But they immediately set it down. It's gone. It has to be relocated. And I'm like, oh, man. We go into Epcot. Okay. I swear I'm not exaggerating. It took us 45 minutes to get past 100 yards after we walked in. I'm not kidding, right? They're doing this. Somebody's got to get a drink.
Didn't somebody have a meal at like...
Ryan's buying fish and chips.
At like 9 a.m. or something?
This was right. It's the first thing, right? You know, you go through every country, fish and chips. He's in line. I'm like, what? Yeah, anyway, whatever. That's the stress that they put... By the way, I didn't care about that because I will literally stand in this 100-yard area for 3 hours. I don't care. Like, I was just enjoying.
How hot was it?
It was pretty hot, but yeah. I'm telling you, I never felt uncomfortable. I was, when things would go crazy with the phones that get lost or something, I would just be like, all right, well, this is what's happening.
Did you have anything to make your mood better?
I wasn't in a bad mood. Okay. Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah, we definitely, you know, yeah, I definitely felt fine anyway, but right. It didn't matter. There was no stress on my part. It did not, I never felt stressed, whatever. And here's the thing. If there was something that would cause stress to me, like we missed our shuttle. We missed our shuttle to the airport.
Right.
I got my wife. She handles that shit. Like, that's she's on there. She's with Disney. And so I don't really ever worry about that stuff. Now, I'll have to run when we have to run to the show. But that stuff all gets taken care of. But when we're in the park, if I ride one ride in 8 hours, that's fine. Whatever. I don't care. I'll do whatever.
You haven't really sold me I'm doing this Disney trip. It sounds just a lot.
Well,
it's just a lot.
We were talking about that. It's not for the kids. That's weird to say. It's not.
Well, who's it for?
I'm going to tell you. Because the kids are 2 and 4 or 5 or whatever. So they're not going to remember this.
Of course not.
So it's really for her mom.
Yes.
She wants to see these kids and
she wants
her family all together.
That I understand.
And by the way, I'm fine with that. I had a great time. Yeah. Every time we went somewhere, even when they were getting out of line, that's funny to me because I know I get to talk about that later, right? When they set their phone down, it's gone forever. I make fun of them. Because I know I'm going to tell that story. Mm-hmm. But here is my favorite story. And it involves the great Frank Push.
Hello?
There he is. So the other thing is, like, we have a whole day at the park, and the kids, they wanted to be in the pool at the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, and I felt bad for their mom who paid $150 per person or whatever it is to get into these parks for every person. Meanwhile, they just want to be in the free thing that's back at the, you just walk into it for free. But they had a great time at the pool. Well, the two-year-old is a daredevil, and he kept climbing up this thing going down the slide.
Nice.
Okay? Slide looped around, so you really couldn't see them once they went up the stairs,
sure.
Right? So he runs to go get up, and you can't see him anymore. He's climbing up the stairs. So Frank gets at the bottom of the slide to catch him when he comes out.
Sure.
So, of course, he's down at the bottom. Out comes a full-grown lady, okay? And he catches a full-grown lady, and I'm watching, right? So I see this, and I'm laughing, and they're talking to each other, right? And he said the lady said something to the effect of, I'll bet you weren't expecting a full-grown lady, something like that.
Right, right.
So obviously he laughed about it. So he's like, all right, ha, 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 let me catch. Next, little black kid comes out. He didn't learn his lesson the first time. And now he's diving out of the way to avoid this other kid who's clearly not.
Right.
Somebody would say, why are you catching that
right.
kid? Whatever. So now he's gun
shy. Because then it's creepy if you're catching other kids. Just,
right, of course.
You're not,
yeah. But I think he was like, oh, there must have been one person in front. And then after that, he's like, huh, there's probably a line I need to. So he backs off. And next thing you know, this little kid looks like a bowling ball rolled out, and he let that kid just dump right into the water, and then his parents came and got him. And then finally the next kid was actually the older
uh-huh.
of the two nephews, and so the next two to come out. But he first caught the full-grown lady. He next caught the little African-American, what's the right word? I think it's black American, whatever, the black kid. Then he avoided the cannonball, the bowling ball kid, and then he caught his two kids. And I told that story when we were on the skyway to go to the next park.
Right.
And Henry, the 5-year-old, he goes, hey, tell that story again. He wanted to hear the story about Pops.
Is he a easy kid to make laugh?
Catching the, well, you know me, Robbie knows this, you might or might not, but it's not something that I just know exactly what to say to kids all the time, every time. You know, I worked at Buster Brown, you know, for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I know immediately what to do and what to say to kids to make them laugh. I'm good at that, but it's actually instinctual.
Right.
I know what to say. So I can make both those kids laugh. They both love me, but they don't love me the most because it's hard to get to them. Because if one of them's like, I'm hungry, boom, they're swarmed. They're swarmed by adults, right? They never feel one second of discomfort. They are swarmed by everybody. So for me to even get to them is tough to do because it's never my turn. Because
we went to Tawanda's parents' house for Mother's Day, and her sister comes over with her two kids. The one is like 12, 13 now, so now she's just on her phone like every teenager. But the other one's 2.5. And I probably did this 25 times, and it was the funniest thing this kid's ever seen every single time. Like, I couldn't stop destroying. They have this fire pit outside. It's not on.
Right.
But I kept putting my hand over it and acting like it was burning.
And then
blowing on my hand.
Yeah.
He couldn't stop laughing. And then Tawana's mom, his grandmother was like, oh, he laughs at everything. I was like, oh, I guess not me then. I thought it was me. She's like, no, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's
no, one of my big go-tos is, I'll go, hey, you know, give me a fist bump. Or they do it. I go, ah, you know, it hurts you.
Of course.
He crushes. just destroys.
Joe List, as a comedian, has a great joke about if you meet a kid who's like, you know, 40, what are you, like 17, 18? They always laugh. You know?
Right.
Doesn't work with adults. She's 30. What are you, 53? That's a great bit. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, stop telling jokes about my girlfriend. Mac Bergson said, I wish Robbie produced it. Joe Robinson said, it's the pie plate closer of comedy specials. So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. She wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So,
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I guess we need to, we only have a little bit left in the show. You think it's time to listen to the new Jeremy song?
I think it's a perfect time. Jeremy Woodworth.
Is there any setup required?
Well, when we last left you, he was dealing with COVID. We talked to his brother, Eric, who gave us an update. And, of course, you know, Jeremy has all the comorbidities, but he has survived it. And in honor of that, he wrote a song about his experience.
Jeremy died of COVID. He was 150 pounds overweight, and he liked to drink like a fish. He would like to be remembered all the crazy, funny songs he did. But we also have to remember what a bastard racist he was. Jeremy died of COVID. So let's say, oh yeah, that bastard dead. You know he liked to kill kittens in rivers.
In rivers.
Jerry died of COVID.
COVID.
He was a fat bastard, and he was lazy, a piece of shit. So let's say, let's have a chorus for him and say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Die. Die. The world is much better without you. Thank you, COVID.
Rest in peace, Jeremy Woodworth.
Now, wait a minute. Robbie alluded to the fact early in the show that he didn't like, you didn't like that, Robbie? What's your problem with it?
Oh, come on. It's 2 minutes long and it seems like an eternity.
I thought it went by as fast as it
was.
Yeah, really,
I like that there's a couple big laughs in there.
Yeah, I didn't really laugh until the end.
What about when they said what a horrible racist he was?
Well,
I mean, he's calling himself a horrible person.
Yeah, no, it's self-deprecating, but it's like, it's, I don't know, it just,
I think
it bothers me. And maybe it's me, but the biggest thing that bothers me is who's singing the song? He's referring
really
to himself in the
you.
Third person. The song should be I died of COVID.
Oh, my God.
And also,
what
know,
if he wrote the song when he was sick in case he died and somebody else could sing it? And then once he lives, he had
to
sing
it. I
don't
like it.
That really
then,
bothers you?
And he,
is
and
that
he
really
did,
a problem?
He
is that
did take the time.
Have you seen our murder mystery where Justin dies and comes back as the detective? He's wearing the same outfit.
And then, you know, I criticize him for not really being descriptive in the file names. So he actually titled it Jeremy Died of COVID. Hey, he didn't capitalize one letter, not even his own name.
This is not things that should bother
him. Who doesn't capitalize their own name? Who's so lazy?
In the song, he says that he's a racist and he murders kittens. This is why you're upset with his
No,
behavior?
I get upset about the murder kittens.
By the way, you're not doing a good job. You're making yourself look worse.
Yeah. Okay, maybe.
The capitalization? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's
who
your problem?
Who doesn't capitalize their own name?
No, I got you, but that has no effect on the... Now you can't enjoy their song?
Well, that's the first thing I see.
What if Don Henley didn't capitalize his name and then you heard Hotel California? Would you be able to get past
it? I mean, this is some artistic license here.
The title is the funniest thing about the song, in my opinion.
All right. Did the chat? What do they think?
Let's see.
Max's not in chat this week, so he won't get Max praise.
Yeah, Mac does love. You call him Max? Mac does love. Jeremy's songs.
Well, we're glad you're still alive, Jeremy.
I will say this, Larry, who's been on the show. A couple
who you're
weeks
working
ago,
out with now?
That's I was going to mention that he's on his way over. He might be here. I just texted him. And let me tell you something. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what
he's
doing.
Your new best friend.
But let me tell you what he's doing.
What's he doing?
Do you think Larry can lift more than me? Do you think he can?
He's a very small guy, skinny. He's also jacked. But he looks like he's in shape.
Right. So we go there, and he's like, all right, what do you want to start out with? And he puts on this fucking
shit
weight.
What are you, benching?
We do everything, right? He does.
That's all I know.
He's got me on. He's got me on, you know, you do chest and whatever the first day. We're going to do buys and tries today. Then you do legs. You do So he knows how to do all this stuff. But literally, he'll put on, like, you know, nothing for me. And, you know, and also Erica worked out with us the other day. She's lifting the bar.
Yeah. Nothing. I can see that.
Then he's gonna put
She's
on
a
his
tiny girl.
Then he puts on 1,000 more pounds or whatever. It's like he doesn't.
How much more weight is he lifting than you?
He usually is lifting the same weight that I am, but he's doing that for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Doing more reps. Are you concerned that you're going to get so jacked that you're just out of her league?
It's a concern. It is a concern. It's funny because when I first started dating Katie, you guys kept posting the picture of that jacked guy that she dated before me.
Yeah.
And like, this is the guy you used to date.
Yeah, Frank misses him.
So
yeah.
Now I'm trying to look like that guy.
Well, you're on your way, Joe. I can tell right now. Look at you. You're a freaking Adonis.
Hey, speaking of Jeremy saying he drowns kittens in rivers, I don't know if I've told this story or not on here.
Right.
Robbie, do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't, but is it going to upset me?
I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Do you care if kittens are drowned in rivers? Does that bother you? Well, you're hearing it anyway.
This is scary stuff you're talking about here.
I heard a story.
Go on.
That there was this little girl that had these kittens, and then when they were riding down the road, the mom put a bunch of kittens in the bag and threw the bag of kittens into a river. Okay? Who's the mom in this scenario, Robbie?
I don't know.
It's our grandmother. That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Our grandmother drowned
a
bag full of kittens.
Why are you telling this story?
I try to forget it.
Because Jeremy said he drowns
so?
Kittens. I mean, so? You don't want to hear the story that my grandmother did that?
No.
She actually did that?
Well,
you're welcome.
Not going to be happy.
No, it's not Gramps' mom.
All right.
It's actually Aunt Mom's mom. She's not around anymore to also.
No, then I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine with it. Yes, we are actually related to a kitten drowner.
Hey, come out to Magoobie's Joke House this weekend, the Thursday to Sunday. I was with Rich Voss, guy you've worked with, right?
I have. The best week I ever had in my entire career was with Rich Voss. Yeah.
And then come back on May 30th. I believe we're going to be 100% capacity allowed there at Magoobie's Joke House as Maryland is opening back up full for our murder mystery, The Final Rose. That's a Sunday night. Is it Memorial Day weekend? That's the weekend?
It is Memorial Day weekend. It's also my anniversary the next day.
Well, there you go. You got big plans?
Yeah. Well, no. We were going away to the beach, and now we're going to spend it at Magoobie's.
Okay. So you're the day of our podcast, July 31st. I'm sorry, May 31st.
Yes.
That's your anniversary. You're going to do the show.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Robbie, can we have Joe and Katie on, and they can talk about
year two? Yeah, year two sucked, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll do that. We'll see how year two is.
Maybe let's get questions from the chat. So anybody, and I'll post this on our social media. If you have any questions for either Joe or Katie assessing 2 years into their union, we'll go over that on May 31st,
I wonder what she'll think about year two, because we spent a lot of year two here.
It's been a stressful year. Through no fault of either one of you. It's just that's the cards you were dealt.
Well, what's odd is that 2021's been way worse. Way worse.
Pretty much you had about 6 months of being happy, and then the world went to shit, and then you moved in with Graham. So it's, you know,
I hear my dad out there talking. Do you hear him?
Why is he not listening? Is he talking to Katie?
Unless you're talking to Larry.
That's right. He was very concerned about Larry getting into the house.
Yeah, he wanted to put a guy, by the way, one of the things I hate the most in the world is when I come home and that my dad's written me a note. Every one of these notes is worse than these questions are just absurd.
Right.
But I've sent Robbie a couple of those notes before.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one of them was, is something wrong with your car? There's a red lot. There's a red dot lit up in it.
Yeah.
I said, no. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
Anything else? Oh, I rode a mechanical bull since I last saw
you. I saw that.
You
see that on Instagram.
Yeah, my first time doing that.
It looks like it's going incredibly slow. You know what it reminds me of? Because I bet when you were on it, it didn't feel that way.
Well, once he, you know, once he really starts to buck you, then it's
then you get yeah. you just get bucked off of it.
Yeah, pretty, that's what happened. But I lasted longer than in 8 seconds or whatever it is you're supposed to.
Yeah, I've told the story on here before, but Rob and I were in a demolition derby, which our team won, and Rob was actually the last man standing.
Yeah, one of the highlights of my life until.
Until what?
You're going to tell
oh,
the rest of
no,
the story.
No, I was going to say, I was like, it was so much fun, right?
Yeah.
It was, I can't tell you.
Oh, it was so awesome.
It was awesome, and you're literally smashing cars into other cars. You really can't experience that with joy any other way.
Of course not.
Bumper cars, not even close.
Not close.
So I'm like, oh, man, it's crazy. Then I watched a video of it. It looked like we were going 5 miles.
Exactly. You, and I'm never going to show it to anybody because it
no,
just looks the
ridiculous.
Lamest thing of all time.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the show. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.